This is your weekly Beatle Moment. I'm Emily Binder. I read an article in USA Today entitled, Millennials are the worst when it comes to tipping. According to a new creditcards.com study, nearly two-thirds of millennials typically tip below the standard 20% suggestion for tips at restaurants. And about half of adults older than 38 say they tip less than 20% too. Two things. First, 66% and 50% aren't that far apart. Instead of once again blacklisting millennials for ruining something, let's flip it. Maybe millennials are smart enough to realize that tipping is broken and over-tipping is not noble, it's just ignorant. Second, the suggested tip printed on receipts or shown on a tablet is presumptuous because they usually calculate the percentage on top of tax. That's flat out wrong. Think about it. It's tax. It's going straight to the government. It is separate from the sale amount that you pay to the restaurant. We should not be expected to tip on tax. 50 years ago, no one did. It's a weird recent thing that coincides with the glamorization of foodie culture. So many people don't even think about this because schools and parents aren't teaching kids good money management. I make a point of tipping a pretty exact amount for mediocre service. It's pre-tax, 20% for food, and 10% for basic alcohol. I tip more for a fancy cocktail that takes effort or a great wine recommendation, but taking a cap off a beer bottle is $1 a drink at the bar or 10% before tax at a table. I'll tip more for great service and less for awful service. Thankfully, there was at least one mention in this article of the fact that tipping should be a meritocracy, but it's not. More importantly, that in the U.S., customers are expected to pick up the restaurant owner's slack for not paying their workers fair wages. I've always thought it's strange how restaurateurs are the only business owners who make their customers pay their employees. This article was annoying because it's just more pile-on, blaming millennials for something that is either not actually a bad thing or not truly proven. Anyway, next time you get the bill, don't tip on tax. It's not enough to hope, you have to act. Marketing that doesn't work in the real world is just a thought piece. Visit BeatleMoment.com for more and to find out how to consult with me. Start the clock on your Beatle Moment. Brought to you by our friends at Effect.co, the number one flash briefing creation tool. That's EFFCT.co.